Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast and our Consistency 365 series. I am Elizabeth Benton. I want to challenge you today. I want to challenge you right now to do the right thing, not the easy thing. Moment by moment, this can be a mantra you carry with you, and you begin to practice, and you begin practicing now. You begin practicing with whatever you are doing right now. If you're washing dishes, if you're folding laundry, if you're walking on the treadmill, what will it look like
to do the right thing and not the easy thing. Where can you seize that opportunity today? And how can you remind yourself to bring forth these questions and this reminder tomorrow? You know, we talked about this a couple days ago, how if you focus on something like do the right thing, not the easy thing, from the perspective of my whole life or all week or even all day, that might feel overwhelming. Like, well, what if I want to sit on the couch and watch a show? That might not be the right thing, but it is the easy thing. And maybe I can do it right now, but how can I do it later? We overwhelm ourselves by taking on more than the moment at hand. But if we just take it for the next choice or the next hour, it changes everything and it's very doable. So let's not take ourselves out of the game by taking on more than we could ever do realistically in one moment anyway. Do the right thing, not the easy thing. Break this down and take it from a soundbite to something that is actionable for you. What does it look like? I'm recording this at 6 o'clock at night. So what does it look like for me to do the right things tonight and not the easy things? What would that look like? That can look like making sure I have more water before I go to bed, making sure the kitchen is picked up, doing something to set myself up for success in the morning. It could mean taking out my contacts instead of sleeping with them in. It could be getting in a 10-minute workout instead of laying on the couch or reading a book instead of scrolling on Instagram. What does it look like for you in the next hour, in the next 3 hours, for the next day, to do what is right and not what is easy? I'll see you tomorrow.